Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Wouldn't it be great if we could substitute strong, non-toxic, flexible glue for stitches and staples to hold things together after surgery? However, most glues don't work well on wet surfaces. There are exceptions, and scientists are trying to identify and synthesize waterproof glues that stick to each other and to wet surfaces of tissues and organs. There are some good candidates. For example, sea slugs secrete a gluey ooze as a defense mechanism when disturbed. Mussels anchor themselves to slippery rocks and boat hulls by secreting 3,4-dihydroxyphenylalanine, or DOPA. This adhesive is sticky and tough. The trumpet worm is a common beach worm that constructs a tube that it lives in. And the tube's made of one layer of sand grains glued together by a protein-like waterproof glue secreted by the worm. We have to worry about harvesting and synthesizing the glue, toxicity in the human body, the large quantities needed, long-term storage, and the clinical training of surgeons to use the glues, and many other factors. But glues could be better and produce less damage to surrounding tissues and staples and stitches during surgery. If I need surgery in the future, I hope my surgeon can glue my parts together. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.